This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's Michael Beanie here. And hey, while we're having a break from making brand new Storytime podcasts, we've been asking our Mini Beanie listeners to choose their favourite old episode to re-release, and we're having a chat with them. So today I'm chatting to Estelle. Hi, Estelle.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having a chat with me today and talking about the Beanies podcast. Now, how long have you been listening to the Beanies?
Probably, so if I'm almost 12 now, probably a few years. I probably started when I was almost like between 7 and 8. So
wow.
A few years.
Wow. Long, long time. So you're a long time listener. And you recently came along to some Beanie shows and you dressed up as a character. Is that right?
Sort of. I wore a white top, which I wrote basically Cinderella on.
Basically Cinderella. That's really good. I think that's quite fitting for that character, you know, just to write it on a t-shirt.
Basically Cinderella. My stepsisters don't give me money for anything else.
Now, what episode have you chosen?
Sneaky Robber.
Sneaky Robber. Why Sneaky Robber? What bits do you remember from Sneaky Robber that you really like?
My favourite bit's the one where, like, the dog's just, like, got the pie all over his face. Like, because he, like, ate the mum's pie and he's like, no. And the dog's just like, I ate the pie.
Yeah.
It was a
yeah.
And the dog just grosses everything.
Daryl the dog. My favourite bit from that episode is when Professor Know-It-All, he gets letters sent in. Do you remember that bit?
That is pretty cool. Some of them are really funny.
One of them's like, we've got a letter from so-and-so. She says, I like this. Thank you for your letter. What other bits from the episode do you think you remember?
I like the song, how you do the tree.
Have you ever, like, tried to blame the Sneaky Robber on being annoying?
I think I was a bit late for that.
Yeah, all right.
I had already set myself to be honest, so too late.
That's good. That's
maybe
that's
they'll get mentioned later, though. Maybe they'll get mentioned later when I'm a teenager.
Yeah, you'll come clean on every time you blame the Sneaky. You're more clever than that. I think you're more clever than just blaming the Sneaky Robber.
But am I? I think I am too.
Hey, do you have, because this will be going out on to, you know, all our podcasts, on this podcast, would you like to say anything, you know, to the other Beanies or other Mini Beanies listening?
Sneaky Robber is the best episode. End of discussion.
Nice. She says it. She's declared. Awesome. Hey, can I quickly get a let's go?
Let's go.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here.
That means you're with
Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might make $1 million.
Eat some pie.
Or hang out with our best friend. But we know that we'll hear from Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. Let's get on with the show.
Yay!
Hi, Mini Beanies.
Today we're going to talk about something very important.
That's right. We thought it was time that we...
Ew!
What?
Who left a dirty big bowl of spaghetti in the bathroom?
Ew! Wasn't me. Michael.
Nope. Definitely wasn't me that ate spaghetti in the bathroom.
Michael.
Nope. Totally wasn't me that ate a bowl of spaghetti while having a bath and forgot about it.
Michael!
What? It wasn't me. It was the Sneaky Robber.
That's a lie, Michael. You're telling lies.
I didn't mean to leave my bowl of spaghetti in the bathroom. I was hungry and wanted a bath at the same time. I forgot about it. You know I get distracted easy.
Eating while taking a bath is dangerous.
Really? I even had a little table.
You know, Michael, if you just admitted to leaving your dirty bowl of spaghetti in there, we might not have gotten this angry.
Yeah, you could have just said, "It was my bowl, I left it in there, I didn't mean to." That totally would have been okay.
I just didn't want to make you angry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, maybe today we should talk about telling the truth. Michael?
Oh, I know a good story. This is a story about Daisy and her dog, Daryl.
Wait, I thought dogs usually have names like Buster or Pluto or Princess.
Nope. Daryl. Daisy's family was having a big yard sale. There were all sorts of things for sale. Old clothes, old toys, Daisy's dad's old ties, the usual. Daisy was helping set things up.
Well, Daryl, I guess I'll bring some of these boxes downstairs. What's that? Yeah, I guess someone's going to want Dad's old ties.
It was then that Daisy tried to pick up the box at the top of the stairs. But the box was so big, and her parents weren't close by to help out. She grabbed the bottom of the box, tried to lift it, and then... Oh no! Daryl's bark scared Daisy, and the box bounced all the way down the stairs, spilling all sorts of clothes all over the place.
Oh no!
You said it, Daryl. It was then that Daisy's dad saw the mess.
Oh, wow. Daisy, what happened?
Daisy panicked. She tried to think of an excuse. She didn't want her dad to get angry.
It was the sneaky robber.
The sneaky robber?
Yeah. Daryl and I were trying to help take the boxes and we saw the sneaky robber come in and then Daryl barked and scared the robber away, but they knocked over the box and when they ran.
Uh-oh. Daisy panicked and told a lie.
Who did this? I said, who did this?
Someone bad.
Someone oh so bad.
It wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I wasn't even there.
Who?
What?
Where?
It was a sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was the sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble. I swear it wasn't me.
I saw the robber eating all the cookies. I saw the robber leave the Lego on the floor. I saw the robber break the window with the footy. It was the robber making scratches on the door. Who did this? I said, who did this?
Someone bad.
Someone oh so bad.
Daisy accidentally made a mess and told her dad it was the sneaky robber.
A sneaky robber? Well, good thing no one was hurt. Help me clean all this up, please, Daisy.
Daisy got away with it. She helped her dad clean everything and started setting up outside for the yard sale.
Wow, Daryl, there sure is a lot of stuff here.
It was then that Daisy noticed Daryl the dog sniffing around. Daryl would put his nose to the ground and sniff along like he was tracing a squiggly line with his nose. Whatever it was, it must have smelt yummy because Daryl the dog really wanted to find it.
Daryl, come back here. Daryl!
Daryl the dog reached up to one of the tables and with his big slobbery mouth grabbed one of the pies that Daisy's mum had baked for the yard sale.
Oh no! Daryl! Daryl, come back!
But nobody saw Daryl take the pie. Not even her mum.
Pies for sale. Would anyone like a pie?
Oh, yes please.
I've got fresh pies right here.
Daisy's mum went to get the pie, but it was all gone. She looked up and saw Daisy and Daryl the dog looking very shocked.
Daisy, where did the pie go?
Again, Daisy panicked, but she remembered her trick from earlier.
It was the sneaky robber.
The sneaky robber?
Yeah, he tried to grab clothes from the house, but then he made a mess, and now he's back, and he stole a pie, but he was about to steal more of them, but then Daryl scared him off. Good job, Daryl. Oh, and the robber dropped the pie on the ground, so Daryl ate it, and that's why Daryl's breath smells like pie, and that's why he's got pie on his nose. Well, that's lucky that no one was hurt. Maybe we'll clean the pie off Daryl's nose?
Daisy couldn't believe it. Her trick worked again.
All right, Daryl, you better stop eating the pies or we might actually get caught next time. Well, you're just lucky that I could cover for you, or else Mum would have got mad at you.
Who did this? I said, who did this?
Someone bad.
Someone oh so bad.
It wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I wasn't even there.
Who?
What?
When? Where?
It was that sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was that sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble. I swear it wasn't me.
I saw the robber spilling all the glitter. I saw the robber throw the veggies in the trash. I saw the robber toss my clothes around my bedroom. It was the robber who made that loud crash.
It was later that day and there weren't many people at the yard sale, so Daisy decided to play frisbee with Daryl the dog.
Come on, Daryl, let's have a play. I'm getting bored.
Daisy had played this game a lot. She would throw the frisbee and Daryl would jump up and catch it with his mouth and bring it back to Daisy. Hopefully, without there being a lot of dog slobber on it.
Catch, Daryl!
But this time, a big gust of wind came in. It carried the frisbee too far and... the frisbee broke one of the windows. Daisy's dad rushed over.
Daisy, what happened? Who broke the window?
It was the sneaky robber again.
Then Daisy's mum came over.
Who broke this window, Daisy?
It was the sneaky robber. He was trying to get in the window and broke it. But luckily, Daryl scared him away again.
Why is your frisbee smashed into the window?
The sneaky robber was trying to use the frisbee to break the window.
Daisy's parents looked at each other.
Daisy, are you lying to us?
No, it was the sneaky robber, I swear.
Daryl, are you lying to us?
Daryl the dog snuck away. Dogs are bad liars.
Daisy, it is not okay to lie.
Daisy gave in. She couldn't get away with this one.
Oh, it was my fault, okay? We were just playing with the frisbee and then a big gust of wind took it and I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Anything else?
Yeah, Daryl took the pie because he's a dog and dogs can't help themselves when there's food around. And I tried to help with the boxes, but they were really heavy and I didn't mean to drop them and it was my fault and I'm sorry.
Daisy, you should have just told us the truth.
But I was scared that you'd get angry and maybe I could just get away with it.
Getting away with it isn't what you should be trying to do, Daisy. You know people are much better at knowing if someone is lying than you think.
But you didn't know that I was lying before. We did, Daisy. We just wanted to give you a chance to come forward. It's okay to admit that you lied.
It's a brave thing to tell the truth. And a very brave thing to admit that you lied about something as well. Sometimes that's harder.
Daisy thought about this. She didn't feel good in her tummy space about lying to her parents.
Mum, Dad, I'm sorry for telling a fib. I won't do it again.
That's okay.
Daisy felt better about telling the truth, and Daryl the dog stopped hiding under the table. The yard sale was a success, and they all ate ice cream.
The end.
I thought I was the only one that blamed things on the sneaky robber. Are my excuses always so silly?
Michael, once you blamed a pile of dirty clothes on the ghost of laundry's past.
And remember that time you ate the cupcakes and blamed it on the flying cupcake-inator?
I'm sorry I lied. I won't do it again.
That's okay.
But sometimes it's just easier to make up a fib. The problem is solved so much quicker.
But that's not really solving the problem.
Yeah, that's just putting it off for later or hiding it somewhere. It doesn't really solve it.
I wish someone really smart could always tell me how to solve my problems.
I know someone that can help solve problems.
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, beanies. What is it I can help with today?
Professor, we've got lots of letters from the mini beanies asking us to help solve their problems. Can you help us?
Of course. Let's read one of these letters.
Dear Beanies, my dog George smells funny. What do I do? From Toby.
I'd let him stink up everything else. That way, he won't smell out of place.
Well, that doesn't really solve the problem, does it? The best thing to do, Toby, is give your dog regular baths. Not only does it mean George the dog doesn't smell as bad, but helps keeps your dog's skin nice and healthy. Here's another letter. Dear Beanies, I like elephants. From Mary. Thank you for your letter, Mary. I like elephants as well. Here is another letter. Dear Beanies, my best friend in school is always causing trouble. Because we sit next to each other, I get in trouble as well. What should I do? From Harry.
Harry's friend sounds naughty. Yeah, it's not nice when you get other people in trouble.
I would first suggest being calm and honest with your friend. Take a few deep breaths, stand tall, and say in a calm voice, I don't like it when we get in trouble. Maybe there are ways we can still have fun without breaking the rules.
Yeah, there's heaps of ways you can still have fun without getting in trouble.
Remember, Beanies, it's always good to try and make learning fun, but sometimes it's all about working hard. Here's another letter. Dear Beanies, I'm trying to learn how to play soccer, but I'm not very good. Is there a magic potion to make me better?
Is there a magic potion?
Oh no. With many things, Mini Beanies, it's all practice, practice, practice.
Aw, man.
You will get there. Anyone that's good at most things has to work at it, whether it's soccer, sports, or playing an instrument. It's all about practicing. One more letter. Dear Beanies, my cat smells like cat food. From Ralph. Thank you for your letter, Ralph. Bye for now, Beanies and Mini Beanies.
So, Michael, have you learnt your lesson about telling fibs?
Yeah.
Remember, Mini Beanies, telling fibs doesn't solve problems. If you're honest and brave, you can solve anything.
Let's sing the Sneaky Robber song.
Who did this? I said, who did this?
Someone bad.
Someone oh so bad. It wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I wasn't even there.
Who?
What?
Where?
It was a sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was the sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble. I swear it wasn't me.
I saw the robber eating all the cookies. I saw the robber leave the Lego on the floor. I saw the robber break the window with the footy. It was the robber making scratches on the door. Who did this? I said, who did this?
Someone bad.
Someone oh so bad. It wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I wasn't even there.
Who?
What?
Where?
It was a sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was a sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble. I swear it wasn't me.
I saw the robber spilling all the glitter. I saw the robber throw the veggies in the trash. I saw the robber toss my clothes around my bedroom. It was the robber who made that loud crash. Someone bad.
Someone oh so bad. It wasn't me.
And it wasn't me.
I wasn't even there.
What?
When?
Where?
It was the sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was the sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble. I swear it wasn't me.
I saw the robber pulling Kitty's tail. I saw the robber hide my other shoe. Using markers on the carpet. It was the robber who spilled all the glue.
It was the sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was the sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble, I swear it wasn't me. It was the sneaky robber, sneaking round and round, doing all the bad things all around the town. It was the sneaky robber, bad as bad can be, getting us in trouble, I swear it wasn't me.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
And remember, you need rain to have a rainbow.
You need night to see the twinkling stars.
And you can learn something new every day if you remember to listen. A big Beanies goodbye from us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were written by The Beanies and the magnificent James Court. Ha ha ha.